What's going on, successors? Yo, welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success in the Morning. If this is your first time tuning in, your first time rocking with us, excited and glad to have you here this morning. All right, we're currently 5 minutes after the hour. Today is November 26, 2025. We inching closer and closer and closer and closer to Thanksgiving. So y'all already know it's a great day to be alive. There's a few things you can always expect here on Speak Your Success. You always can expect a little bit of entertainment, a little bit of education, and always, as always, you know, we got to give you a little bit of that empowerment. You understand me? So family, if you're not subscribed to the channel, make sure that you stay tapped in. And make sure that you subscribe. You can just type in Speak Your Success Media on YouTube. And of course, you can find us on all your podcast streaming platforms like your Spotify, your Apple. Just type in Speak Your Success in the Morning with Jonathan Jones and producer Britt. Honestly, just type in Speak Your Success and we will pop up. But family, I'm excited and want to go ahead and dive in as we're getting, like I said, closer and closer to Thanksgiving. And I know that there's a lot of movement going on. Right. Determining if you're traveling, you're getting your plans scheduled. I hope your plans are already scheduled if you're taking flights and different things like that. But so often and too often going through this process and this time, like things get lost. Right. Because we're rushing. We're trying to get here. We're trying to get there. And then we have Black Friday. So I got to get the TV or I got to get the shoes or I got to get this sale and can't miss that sale. And things often get lost. Things get lost. People get lost. Ideas get lost all through this process. And today, what I want to take a little bit of time to hit on for our Straight From The Source segment is I want to hit on how things can, well, just through the process of things getting lost and even energy being lost. Here in the text today, we're talking about Matthew chapter 11, right? And in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, and the text reads, right? We just got one verse for today. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Come to me, all who are tired, who are exhausted, who are overwhelmed, and I will give you rest. What's this text saying? So first of all, it's the red letters, so we know that that's Jesus speaking, okay? And this is ultimately an invitation. That's why it says, come to me, and there's a comma. And anytime we see a comma in the text, this is a pause, right? Come to me. This is a pause and looking at what is before the comma. So he's making a statement. He's taking a pause. Okay. And this is Jesus giving an invitation to those who are feeling overwhelmed, those who are feeling burdened. And he's offering them a deep level of spiritual rest. Right. And this is this meaning ultimately includes Jesus taking the yoke upon himself. And learning from, this includes Jesus's yoke, right? Upon oneself and learning from his gentle and his humble heart, which is contrasted with like heavy legalistic burdens imposed by religious beliefs and by religious leaders at the time, because this is an easy yoke. Right. This isn't providing physical rest per se, but it's also a lasting rest for the soul and for the peace of mind. So what are some key themes that we can extract from the text? One is a call to the weary. Right. So this is anyone, like I said, who feels exhausted, who feels weighted down by life's struggles and ultimately by the guilt of sin or even like heavy religious duties. And this is an offer of rest. Jesus promises to provide rest that is deep and that's lasting. Right? So this isn't just, oh, I'm going to take a quick nap or, oh, I'm going to go to sleep tonight. But this is also emotional. This is also spiritual. And this rest is found by ultimately coming to him as no one finds any rest apart from him. And then the last part is just think about this, learning from Jesus. Learning from Jesus, because this is an invitation to learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart. So this implies a discipleship of humility. This implies gentleness, kindness, which is a stark contrast to the Pharisees and whose teachings ultimately created crushing burdens. So think about the contrast. So Jesus is saying, I'm not talking legalism. I'm not talking, I want you to be overwhelmed. I'm not talking about you checking boxes here and checking boxes there and checking boxes over here and everywhere like that. But I want you to get rest. And that's the word for today, right now. Get rest. Get a sense of relaxation, rest. Let's try something new. Let's take a different path. Let's learn from Jesus, right? As his followers ultimately were offered a new path, right? Just how we see the disciples, they, you know, at one point they were doing the jobs that they were doing. Some were fishers, some were tax collectors, some were doctors. But then he said, come on, follow me, right? Follow me. So today, as we're getting ready to, you know, usher in the Thanksgiving holiday, I want you to make sure that you get some rest. I want to make sure you get some physical rest, but I also want to make sure that you get some physical rest going into this holiday season. Because if not, then as you're encountering other people, as you're encountering other family, it's not going to be a pleasant exchange, right? So make sure you get that spiritual rest. Make sure you get that physical rest, because ultimately at the end of the day, this is what we need to propel ourselves forward and really to be able to continue to grow, to continue to move, and continue to elevate. Family, this is Speaker Success in the Morning. We're currently 12 minutes after the hour. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after this. Timeless pieces that make a statement? Discover the jewelry department where elegance meets craftsmanship. Owned by Miguel Contreras and located at 13505 Mumford Place, Suite 103 in Dallas, the Jewelry Department is your destination for stunning, one-of-a-kind pieces designed to elevate your style. From classic designs to modern trends, we offer a curated selection that reflects sophistication and artistry. Because we believe your jewelry should be just as unique as you. Today at the Jewelry Department, where every piece tells a story. And let us help you find the perfect piece that speaks to yours. The Jewelry Department, elevating your look with elegance and style. Find us at 13505 Mumford Place, Suite 103 in Dallas. All right, family. Welcome back to Speaker Success in the Morning. All right, family. So look, I saw this clip from my guy, Inky Johnson, and he does a phenomenal, he's a phenomenal speaker. Do you understand me? Phenomenal speaker. And I know that he recently was in the hospital just due to some health concerns. And after, well, for one, always hearing his perspective, I'm always encouraged hearing his perspective. Always encouraged to see how he views the world. And when he speaks about things, he brings passion. He ultimately just brings a different level of perspective. So I want to get ready to play a clip from him in just one moment. And I know it's going to encourage you. As like I said, as we're coming into this Thanksgiving holiday season, as we're taking time to really focus on the things that we ultimately have the ability to focus on and the things that we can be grateful for in this time. So, y'all, I want to play this clip and then we're really going to get into it. But just before I do that, I want to also give a special shout. Give a special shout to one of our people, man, who, you know, for so long, she's been rocking with us and seeing that today, or yesterday, excuse me, yesterday was actually her birthday. She got to celebrate her birthday the other day. So y'all, we want to, we definitely want to be able to celebrate, celebrate Miss Courtney Durham from Skin Rituals. And we're going to go ahead and pull her up in just a minute. But yeah, y'all, I mean, if we're not careful going into this time, and if we're not careful going into this season, then we are going to really going to miss out on an opportunity. And that's an opportunity to be grateful for where we are, to be grateful for what we have, and ultimately not missing out on those things. If we get past a little technical difficulty right here, then I'm going to show y'all what we got today to spotlight her. Come on, don't fail me now, technology. Don't fail me now, technology. All right. Well, technology isn't wanting to cooperate with us this morning, but it's perfectly fine. Man, just wanted to go ahead and shout out Courtney Durham, man, from Skin Rituals Dallas. Today is her birthday. She's celebrating her birthday. And she's one of those people that I've known since middle school, right? Middle school. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Going back in, you know, meeting Courtney in seventh grade, was it? And then then later linking back up with her in high school. So, man, shout out to Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals Dallas. Hold it down. But now what I want to do, I want to play, like I said before, I want to play this clip of Inky Johnson. And I just know it's going to be really humbling for our perspective. So let's go ahead and get into the clip, and I'm gonna break it down in just a second.
I used to think I was at my best.
Hold on. Let's make sure everything is locked and loaded. And then we're going to roll the clip in 3, 2, 1.
When everything was going the way that I wanted it to go, right? Like, if you'd asked me in my early 20s, man, when are you at your best? I'd have said, man, when things are going the way I want it to go, when things are clicking, like when things are coming together, that's when I'm at my best. But if you asked me the same question at 38, in this season of my life, I feel as if I'm at my best when life presents me situations that I have no control over.
Okay, let's take a quick pause there. He's talking too good. Wait, let's take a quick pause there. Okay, you understand? So he said when he was younger, you know, he felt like he was at his best when all cylinders were moving forward, everything was going well, everything was going the way that he desired for it to go. But he said now it's when life offers him something that he wasn't expecting and wasn't prepared for, and how he's dealing with that. That's how he's at his best. Let's play the rest of the clip.
It's almost as if it heightens my senses. Empathy, compassion, right? Joy, all of those things. It's as if when I have control over situations and life deals me something, it feels as if I'm at my best as a man. As a father, I'm listening more, right? As a husband, sometimes I don't say nothing. I'm present, right? In terms of listening. Like, I feel like I'm at my best as a man when life deals me situations that I have no control over, because it makes me go into my bag a lot more in terms of the things that I feel like God has instilled with them.
Okay, folks. Okay. 19 minutes after the hour, Speaker Success in the Morning, unpacking a clip from Inky Johnson. And what I want to share here is, like, that's heavy, right? And the reason why I say that is because there are often times where, and he said as a man, so I'll continue to run with that. There are times where we don't always have the answers. Right. And every time we would want to have the answer, we would love to have the answer. All right, giving my wife an answer, giving my kids an answer. But if I don't have the answer, then what do I do now? is the question, right? If I don't have the answer and I don't know what I'm supposed to do in this situation, if I've never been here, well, how am I going to know how to handle it? And that's the part for me that really stuck out in the clip, is because it's one thing to have the answer by based on our previous experience, right? Being able to lean in that way. But it's another thing to where you can't navigate through something just yet because you've never had the experiences. And being, you know, being here with two boys now, I'm about to be three, in 7 months, and being married for almost 6 years in December, there are some times where I don't have the answers. But I thank God for ChatGPT. I thank God for YouTube. I thank God for the Holy Spirit who dwells within me and who I can reach out to and I can pray and I can ask. Because at those times, and I'm listening to my wife share and talk and maybe even vent, at those times, the Holy Spirit lets me know, well, John, just listen. Well, you don't, no answer. No, just listen. But John, ask more questions, right? But John, your son isn't trying to take your phone and throw your phone or play with your camera or play with your equipment. Your son is just trying to let you know that he wants a little bit of attention. So just put the phone down for a second. Just like the clip we played from Aaron Paul yesterday. And he was just saying that his daughter just wants more of his time, wants more of his attention. Y'all, for Wellness Wednesday today, we're focusing on looking in so we can be everything that we need on the out. But at the end of the day, if we never take the time to focus, we're not going to get those deep answers. We're not going to be able to navigate through life the way that we desire to navigate through. Why is that? Because ultimately, we're doing too much. We're seeing too much. And we're not processing through the things that we're seeing or through the things that are happening around us. Family, today I just want to share with you all on this Wellness Wednesday. You experiencing something different isn't necessarily damaging or detrimental to your development. You experiencing something different is an opportunity for you to be able to grow, elevate, and really learn more. In 2025, one day out before Thanksgiving, you have a great opportunity to shift the trajectory of your family. You have a great opportunity to shift the trajectory of your legacy. You have a great opportunity to do something and be something great because you already are. But family, I want to challenge you. Shift that perspective. For you, maybe it's not shifting your perspective in your family life. But maybe it's shifting the relationships at work. Maybe it's you shifting your perspective around your attitude. I used to be that guy. I've talked about it many times before. I would ask for more hours at work. And then when I would get those hours, I would complain about them. My boss would specifically ask us to show up to work 5 minutes early to get ready and get prepped for the shift. I would intentionally come 5 minutes late. I would show up right at the time I'm supposed to clock in. Right? This was an issue with my perspective. So don't fall prey and fall victim to that this Thanksgiving season. Right? As you're surrounded by family, as you're surrounded by friends, as you're surrounded by people that you don't always get to be around. Put that phone up for a second. Hop off of social media for a little bit. Let's ultimately see how we can make the most of the time that we have. See how we can make the most with the people that are surrounding us. loving people well, right? But family, want to just shift your perspective and challenge your perspective this morning. Speak your success in the morning, 24 minutes after the hour. And y'all know here every single day, Monday through Friday, producer Britt and myself, we're gonna give you that education. We're going to give you that empowerment. And we got to give you some entertainment. But family, we're going to get ready to log out of here early today as I got to get ready to take my little son. He got a little doctor's appointment. He got to get a shot. The worst thing ever is holding that baby and watching them give him a shot. No. But we got to do it and got to do it. Got to keep my man safe. Got to keep my man healthy. So, family, until tomorrow, until next time, hey, I want you to think about this. Speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?